Blog
has a deeper meaning
what you've seen on the movies. Major deeper meaning, but I will get to that soon. But for now, I just want to make sure that I'm being heard really well. I'm going to go ahead and tap into one of the, let's see, get somebody here really quick. Hold on one moment. Hello, Nico? Oh, shoot. Oh, gosh. Nico? Can you hear me? Nico? Hello? Testing 1, 2, 3, Nico? Nico, can you hear me? Hello? 1, 2, 3, can you hear me, Nico? Hello? Hello? Testing 1, 2, 3. Hey, Nico, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Doing really, really, really good. I just wanted to make sure. Can you hear me still? Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. You can hear me all right. Good.
Yeah, yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure because this is the first time I've used this headset. So I just want to make sure.
Okay, no, you're fine.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, Nico. Well, first of all, before I move forward here, I just wanted to share something really quick with everybody before I start moving ahead. And I'll introduce you to Nico and Sophia here in a few. Just wanted to share some really, really good information. Someone sent me online today really interesting stuff regarding the birth certificate. Let's see if I can find it here. But I wanted to ask you guys before I go further. Have you guys, I don't know, if you've seen what happened today, I think it was in Arizona, they had this huge, huge, major, like, storm, sandstorm that happened today. I mean, it was humongous all over YouTube, and I thought that was interesting. And it left thousands of people without electricity. And I thought, whoa. And it was funny because it was shortly right after yesterday, last night we saw an amazing-looking moon in the sky, and it was, like, hanging very low over the ocean, and it was very red, extremely red, and we could barely even see the moon. Like you could barely see, like, the moon was all lit up, so we were thinking, well, maybe, you know, there could be something over the sun that was hiding the light of the moon as the reflection. You know, the moon is the reflection of the sun, and whatever, you know, whatever shoots at the sun, or, I mean, I'm sorry, at the moon, there's always some type of, the moon tends to shine and way, and with the moon, like, hardly having anything, it was, like, glowing, okay? It was really weird, like a lava color moon, and my brother calls me tripping out, thinking, what the heck was that, you know, and freaking out about it, and it just looked like an artificial moon. I mean, of course, we that's another thing, it is artificial, by the way, but just the projection of the moon, what we saw was just amazing, and then today we see about this huge desert storm that happened in Arizona. It was just absolutely amazing. I'm thinking, whoa, something major is about to happen here, but it's very exciting times. All right, let me see here. I am going to read this little journal to you really quick. Voice of Women and the Columnist, thank you so much, Gwen Caldwell, for sending this information to me. She's a woman with a voice, that's for sure. She's spreading out truth, awareness, especially to the corporations out there stealing people's children. I mean, I'm not talking about other couples stealing each other's children. I'm talking about something very serious, like CPS taking kids from other people, parents. You know, they have no authority, no rights. And I have talked to her before. She's an absolutely amazing woman. I'm very proud, of her, and I'm very honored to communicate with her. And I would love to have her on my show one time, but it'd be wonderful because I know she has a lot of information to share. So she sent me an article. Birth certificate, your bill of lading into slavery. It's very interesting because really it ties into what we call as the matrix. Let's see here. By the Maternity Act of 1921 became the tool Edward Mandel House had talked about using to enslave the American people in a private meeting with Woodrow Wilson. It was a bill of lading. They needed to unwittingly draw the American people into commerce with a corporation of the United States. It is how they made you a corporate entity so they can conduct commerce with you. Look at your driver's license, your checks, your credit cards, your bills, your name is in all capital letters. That is you, the corporate entity, not the human, living, breathing person. You, the life entity, have your name written in proper English. They cannot do business with that entity, so they draw you again, unwittingly, into commerce with them by virtue of capitalizing your name. The birth certificate was sold to the people for much different reasons than it being used to enslave them and their children. However, just like the marriage license tax, you unwittingly signed away your biological property, meaning your children, your DNA, it becomes more lucrative for them as time goes on. When I hear people say they can't do that or that's against the law, I'd like to agree. Under common law and the Constitution, that would be a practical assumption. However, we are operating in commerce. Everything is done by contract. When you sign a birth certificate or a marriage license or a voter registration or a driver's license application, the minute you put your signature on the line, you have agreed to be in commerce and in contract with the corporation. Of course, there is never full disclosure, so it's fraudulent. But if you aren't aware and the truth is hidden from you, how can you defend or protect yourself from these assaults against your freedom? In order for the corporation of the United States to borrow money from the Federal Reserve Bank, a private bank, they had to have collateral, just like we do when we go to the bank for a loan. We, the people, had signed birth certificates, bills of lading that we had already provided them with. We were the collateral. The Federal Reserve, therefore, has your birth certificate and is holding that number as collateral against the money the corporation of the U.S. borrowed from them. The thing to note here is that Washington, D.C. is a foreign state corporation. Citizen of the United States lives within the confines of the foreign state. The Federal Reserve is not given just their birth certificates as collateral. They reach all over a foreign country, America, and use those sovereign citizens of the states as collateral as well. Ooh, amazing, huh? So we are all collateral for the debts incurred by a foreign corporation. This is done without consent and full disclosure. Huh, sounds like a contract I supposedly got involved in. No one gave me the full disclosure of anything, and that's how they rob you. We are then further sold into their financial schemes, with social insurance being Social Security as we know it today. We are issued a Social Security card with a number unique to us. We were sold into the lie by believing that this was a private account we paid into through our employers for a safety net in our old age. We all were led to believe that money would be there for our retirement. If that is true, why then is it a budget item for Congress to vote on every year? That money is not in a private account for you. That is collectible in your old age. It's another contract that keeps you enslaved to the corporate machine in Washington, D.C. Then the corporation got in bed with Wall Street bankers and continued their constructive fraud and agenda against the people. Our birth certificates were made into bonds that are traded on the stock market. You, your name, your identity, your being is traded like a commodity on the stock market, so they can reap even more financial benefit from you. You don't get a check in the mail for the dividends paid from the trading of your birth certificate. The corporation gets that. Ha! The corporation gets that, but you don't. They hold that security on your behalf. They hold it because you have never requested to take control of your security. They view it as doing you a favor and helping you out. Because you aren't capable of managing your own affairs, that's why you need to seek attorney. Legal representation, because you cannot handle your own affairs. You are incapable. You're mentally incapable, too, because you don't understand legalese. I had to add that one in. You cannot own anything, which is why the powers that be can take your car, use eminent domain to take your home. They can take your children and anything else they want. Slaves cannot own anything. You pay a mortgage for 30 years, and you get a piece of paper that you think shows you're the rightful owner. Read the deed. You are either referred to as the occupant or tenant, not the owner. Which is why they keep charging you rent of your property by making you pay taxes for the privilege of remaining in the home you paid for but don't own. When you register your car, truck, boat, camper, etc., all you are doing is paying a tax that gives you permission to use those things you purchase and believe you own. If you do not have possession of the manufacturer's certificate of origin, you and the corporation own your property jointly. You paid for it and then pay a tax to the co-owner for permission to use what you paid for. You are chattel slaves. You are not free, nor are you sovereign. You are a traded commodity for the financial gain of the corporation. Don't be too discouraged just yet. there is a remedy. I will be getting into that later in the week. The most important thing for you to understand is that all of this is true. All of it has remedy, or they would be hung for treason. However, they aren't going to go to their mainstream media talking heads and tell you how to be free and reject participation in the illusion of freedom. But they covered themselves, or it would be constructive fraud against the American people. We have to learn how we have and continue to give our consent to be in these contracts with these criminals. Then we have to stop participating altogether. Isn't that amazing? Awesome, awesome job. Awesome job, Gwen. I really enjoyed your article. You're awesome. Going to be spreading this information far and wide. Thank you very much. You rock, lady. You rock. All right. Major applause for you, girl. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get Nico on the call here. All right, Nico, you're on the air. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Yay! So happy to have you on the call, man. Totally.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I wanted to introduce you, everyone, to Nico. He's been working with me for about a year now, and he's part of my administrative council 12 as well. And he's really, we've talked together several times about, you know, situations, issues, remedies, things like that, of how to free ourselves from these criminals and from this corporation that calls itself a country. And we've talked a lot about it, and he's also introduced me to this wonderful, wonderful lady that we're going to be interviewing here very shortly by the name of Sophia Stewart. And, Nico, if you'd like to go ahead and talk a little bit about how you met Sophia Stewart, it'd be great.
Okay, sure. Okay,
yeah,
sure.
I was
living in New York for a few years.
And,
you know, through various,
studies
in law and entertainment context, I had been introduced to Sophia through a mutual contact. And I had, you know, went out to travel out west to visit her. And, you know, the rest was, you know, pretty much history and how we got acquainted with each other. And, you know, then we just built a relationship from there.
Wow, that's exciting. Wow, I mean, what an honor. But I'm telling you guys attract each other for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. You know, she didn't just come into your life just for the fun of it. It just happened. And then I know you were mentioning her the past year, but I got so extremely hectic. My schedule was so hectic and didn't really understand very much. But then when you started telling me about the how the Matrix was related to the Terminator and how it came together in a relation, it was like, what? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God, that makes perfect sense. And I've noticed, and she's obviously noticed a lot of people, too, that when they start to make the connection, they're like, oh, my gosh, no kidding, this makes perfect sense. And I've had the honor of talking to Sophia Stewart. She's absolutely a wonderful lady. She's got so much knowledge, and she's very fully aware. I mean, for anyone to write an awesome book such as The Third Eye, which The Matrix and The Terminator was based upon, you know, I mean, come on now. I mean, she's trying to wake us up since the 80s. You know, isn't that awesome? It's just absolutely amazing. Very honored.
It is phenomenal.
Yeah, and amazing what she starts talking about, frequencies and things. You guys are going to love her. Oh, my God. Can't wait to get her on the air here. So let me see. I do see a number, 702. I'm sure that could be her. What do you think, Nico? You think
702 sounds good. Why don't we try 702?
Okay, awesome. Okay, 702, you're on the air. Sophia?
Yeah, hello? Can you hear me?
Hey! Yes, hey! How are you?
Hi. How are you doing? I'm doing fine. Yeah, I was trying to talk to you guys, but I guess you couldn't hear me until you pressed a button or something to let me in. But, yeah, I was listening to you guys talk about the birth certificate and so forth, you know, and the storm. I've been there for a while. Yes.
Wow, you know, really? Ooh, gosh, it's really frightening. When I saw that, I was like, whoa, what the heck? It's like a movie. I don't know, do they have it out there too? I don't know.
No, we're doing fine out here in Vegas. It's a little cool now. We had an overcast, but it's cleared up. We got some, it's sunny and bright now, so we're doing good. I guess it was dark and cloudy, you know, since this morning because of the storm over in Arizona, since we're really not that far from Arizona. I think we're like 3 or 4 hours away from Arizona or something. So,
wow.
something was going on. It was letting us know something was happening, but it wasn't with us. But every time there's a storm or something in California or some surrounding area, we kind of know what's going on. It doesn't affect us, but we do have some, like, overcast, like cloudy. It looked like it's going to storm in Vegas, but not, or a few drops of rain or something like that.
Yeah, that kind of rare, isn't it? Especially, like, during this time of year.
Well, it's kind of rare for us to get any rain, like, when it's hot like this. But for some reason, we're really having really good weather for Vegas. No joke. Because usually in July, it's extremely hot.
Yeah. I mean, oh, I remember. I remember them days. Goodness. Yeah, it gets extremely toasty. I know that on July 4th, it got really, it was really weird. We were out there on the beach, and it got really hot, and I had a major sunburn. Well, that day, immediately then it starts raining. I'm like, what? And this is in Baja, California. And I'm thinking, this is just really, really weird. And, like, it was like just this rain cloud over us, but everything around the area was sunny. I'm like, whoa, this seems too much like Yucatan weather, you know, like Florida maybe, but not Baja weather. A lot of changes going on.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're in the Matrix, I guess, right?
Yes, I heard that. It's really weird. Your headset keeps going in and out. It just changes volume. It's really, sometimes I can hear you, sometimes I cannot hear you really well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it goes in and out.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Okay, good. I like put the head thingy right, like little speaker thing in my mouth. You can hear me better, so sorry about that. But yeah, I'm very grateful for you to be on the show. It's wonderful. I'm so happy. I know you've told me that you've some situations that you've had regarding your story about the third eye, and how actually it was your original story, and the big producers came and took your information, and the third eye basically had everything, such as the Matrix, the Terminator, everything in that story. But it had a deeper meaning to it, and I was wondering if you could elaborate on that. I mean, this is very interesting. It's a big deal because a lot of people, there's a lot of fans out there that really love the Matrix and the Terminator, and especially when they hear this, they're going to think, wow, how did that happen?
Well, the fact a lot of people don't know that the Terminator Matrix is one story, that Neo is just an anagram or a nickname or a sneaky way of calling him the One, N-E-O-O-N-E, Neo, or the One. But when you go into the story of the Terminator, Sarah Connor is Neo's mother because it's divided into past, present, and future time travel. The whole work is, actually. So when you go into the past, that's when the mother is going to have that baby. And the Terminator, or the machine, the cyborg with the chip, naked without shame, comes all the way from the future to the past to kill the mother that's going to have this baby that's going to destroy the machines in the future.
Wow.
It's a magnificent story. It's an epic story. It's the second coming of Christ in science fiction form, the evolutions of consciousness, man versus the machine. You know, because in Revelation, which is the future revelations, what one will become, it says that Christ would come back. So I just imagine what would happen if Christ came back in the future. What would he be up against? What technology, which would be the machines?
Right. What got you into creating this book? I mean, did you get
I was at USC Film School. I got a degree in journalism, a double minor in law and psychology. I'm a paralegal. I was playing video games in the early 80s when I wrote it. And so I guess that's what made me think of the machines and technology, because I was actually playing games, video games.
Wow.
And I speak about this in my book, and I'm a visionary seer like Nostradamus, Leonardo da Vinci, and Edgar Casey, but a master writer like H.G. Wells, Jules Verne, and Gene Roddenberry. So I'm able to articulate what I've seen in the future, because I'm talking in the early 80s when people buy my book, The Third Eye. they will see that I'm talking about in the early 80s, 30 years ago, digital downloading, scanners, barcodes, virtual realities, as you see in the Matrix, their bodies are on the ship and they're fighting with their shadow bodies, their Kai, that goes up the telephone lines. That's why it was so 80s. They changed it to cell phones, but first Matrix was going up telephone lines. I got critics that were talking about it saying, wow, the Matrix is so 80s.
Right.
Yeah, which blew a lot of people's minds because it was written in the 80s. And I'm talking about computerized warfare with the drones that is happening right now. Can you imagine me talking about this 30 years before anyone had even started using this terminology or understanding it? Yeah, because a lot of people are quite shocked as to why, you know, why are the Matrix in Terminator 1? Terminator means end time, revelations. Matrix is Latin for womb, meaning coming out of the womb, receiving a soul, going through evolution or walking the walk, the Christ walk, to evolve or go to your ascension or your 4D body. And a lot of people don't even understand that. Why did Christ come? What was his purpose? Why would he come back? And I think Christ came to show us that in a physical body that we can overcome all adversity. Right. Just being simply human, that we didn't have to do anything bad or think negative thoughts or do anything negative, that we strictly could just stick with the truth and do everything that's positive and think everything, you know, good and positive thoughts, and that we could actually overcome everything, that everything was an exact science or number system.
Right.
And
I've noticed about all the numbers and codes that were going through, like major codes, numbers on the computer. So I remember you were telling me earlier that this world or this planet was based on numerology or numbers?
Yes, it's based on numbers or frequencies or energies, and that all adds up to an exact science, actually mathematics, that even God was speaking in sacred ancient geometry, because when you go into the Bible is encoded and encrypted. That's what Leonardo da Vinci was saying. Why it was called the Da Vinci Codes, because Leonardo da Vinci was actually breaking the codes and encryptions in the Bible and revealing the knowledge of God or the answers. But a lot of people have never really looked at those numbers or understood that everything is numbers. You know, our whole complete cycle of birth, 360 degrees of the evolution of the earth, or our 36 months when we come, you know, out of the womb, and that we're evolving or going through evolution constantly, because while we're in the womb, we are this little fish with gills, we're eating manna, which is the living water, and we're coming out of the womb, which, you know, and walking upon the earth or crawling, going through evolution, breathing air now, because before, as the little fish in the womb, we're actually water, like mammals, you know, breathing in the water. You know, we can breathe underwater.
Right.
And then we're going through evolution, and now we can breathe the air. We're crawling. We're always in a constant state of being, or what we will become. We're like always transforming or metamorphosing into other states of existence, or other states of being, including all the elements. Everything is constantly changing from one state of being into another, where water is going from ice stuff from water, ice to steam. You know what I'm saying? So everything has just been a constant flux of change. Just like our atoms, it's just a complete cycle or circle that is moving. And so is the elements, and so is the life forces of the animals and the insects, or the seeds that go into the earth, you know, coming up in June, mm-hmm. it's life, and then going on into the summer, growing, and then to the fall, shedding, which, and then winter, death. And then we look back up in spring, life comes back again. So life is just more abundant and constant, becoming more life. So everything
right.
is becoming more and more life.
It's
and
like the will of life. The will of life.
The will of life. Like Ezekiel was talking about a wheel within a wheel within a wheel, or a dream within a dream of a dream. That do you really die? Or we're just going into another state of existence.
Right.
Or are we perpetuating more life, going into another state where we go on and on and on, like the infinity, like the zero, which is God's infinity, or the number 8888. It's on and on and on. It's no end to it.
Kinda
it
like
just perpetuates more and more life.
Yeah, kind of like the Fibonacci sequence. I think that's what it's called, the Fibonacci. I did hear something regarding that, like the numbers. I spoke with a guy. What's his name? Goodness gracious. He's very well known. He deals with the Mayans, and he talked strongly on the Fibonacci sequence, how everything has a pattern in the plants, the just all the living things has ends up with the same sequence of numbers, like 3.222222222, and it keeps going on and on and on. Which I find that to be very interesting.
Yeah, which is very endless. You know, those numbers are endless. Like when you, like the alpha is 1 and the omega is 9. And then when you add the 1 plus the 9, it goes back to the 1 because there is no such thing as a 0. If you look at the 10, it's supposed to be a compound number where man actually created compound numbers. But all mathematics actually end in a 9, you know, and then everything is compound and double, you know, which is double and triple and quadruple and so forth. But when you add up all the root numbers, they all go back to the 9 and the 1,
right.
Meaning that everything goes back to the 1, that all is in 1 and one is in all. You know, the all in 1 and the 1 in all, meaning there can only be 1. And this is where the Neo, N-E-O-O-N-E, one. There can only be one, that there is no such thing as two powers, that everything is actually in polarity or going backwards, you know, like live, L-I-V-E, going forward, and then backwards is evil, E-V-I-L, that same word. I mean, it's the same word, but in one direction, the energy is flowing positive and you're living. And then when you're going in the other direction and the energy is flipped backwards, it's really evil or ignorance or a lack of knowledge. So either people are going forward on the earth and they're living to their full potential, all that can be, or they're actually looking backwards like Lot's wife and turning into a pillar of salt, which is what failure is. And which is lack of knowledge, because if you have no knowledge, you can't really proceed forward. You cannot go anywhere. You know what I'm talking about? You're sort
right.
of just
exactly.
like that pillar of salt, stationary, or blocked, or pressed.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Before you, hold on 1 second, Sophia. Are you able to hear me okay so far?
Sometimes I hear you. Sometimes you go in, you go out, but you sound a little bit better right now.
Okay, because I was going to say I might have to change my line really quick. So I was wondering if we could just take a quick little break real quick, you guys.
Yeah, let's
right
take a quick break so you can do that. That would be better, so then
okay.
I can hear you much better.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right. Awesome.
everybody. Can you hear me better?
Oh,
my goodness. I tell you, I don't know what's going on today. It's like just major technical difficulties. So now I'm calling in the show here. Oh, so sorry about that, you guys. Wow. Yeah. But anyway, okay, let's move forward. Where do we leave off? We're talking about something, Sophia. I do apologize for that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting what you were saying. You're just moving, really, really getting into the depths of numbers and how everything is just, you know, is influenced by numbers and the cycles and just everything coming together. You know, that there's, in other words, there's got to be something out there that created us. There's got to be an intelligent existence out there. It's not like the Big Bang or thinking that, oh, all of a sudden, you know, we just came here to exist. There's a reason. We're here. We're on a mission. Wouldn't you believe that? Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. I totally believe that. I believe that, you know, the universe is the creator, that there are all these thought forms that we create by our negativity or our positivity, you know, being positive. And, you know, I think that people should, you know, create with their thoughts out of substance, you know, that the universe has. And that we should create positive things with our thoughts or original things, you know, because we already have things that we change and we recreate over and over all the time. But I think
It's interesting, like you were saying about the, you know, thinking your thoughts and how you can create things. It's so amazing, like especially what Morpheus was saying. You know, he said a lot of things. Everything is just created. It's all in the mind. It's in the head. And I'm sure this is all in your book as well.
Yes, it is.
Correct?
It's in my book. When I'm speaking, that the book is me. I'm the book is me. I tell people that the book don't create us. We create the book. So therefore, the book is not teaching us. We're actually teaching the book because we are the creators. You know what I'm saying? I'm a co-creator
mm-hmm.
with God. And that all we have to do is not be competitive, but creative. That's the key to
right.
success and longevity and linking up with the universal spirit or the universal mind is to be co-creators and be creative and not compete or be competitive or think that we have to shaft someone or take someone's stuff, like coveted, or feel, you know, there are these laws that are in the Bible that are universal laws that never change. And
right.
What, yeah, go ahead. That.
Oh, no, go on. I'm saying right. I'm going along with you. I'm like, yeah, continue.
Yeah, and what universal mind is telling us that we can really create whatever we want. We just need to think very positive and put purpose to it and then bring forth action to that purpose and have faith and not let anything deter us from it. Stay focused and continue on with, you know, with whatever we want to do in life. And if you want to be great writers or great inventors or great teachers, you know, you can apply these same rules that I'm speaking right now to anything and be very successful at it. It all has to do with desire. What do you want? What do you want?
Right. Exactly. It's amazing. It is so amazing what you can create with your thoughts. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I've realized this in just about a couple years ago, mostly this year. I've noticed a lot of things are coming into manifestation. I put my thoughts out there. I think about it. I visualize myself being at a certain area, certain place, or something like that, or even having a certain object, and boom, I've gotten it. You know, I'm there. It's like really frightening in a way, too, because it's like, wow, you know, and then I keep going back to the movie The Matrix, always going back to that. I'm like, this is just so amazing. And I'll tell you, I mean, it's just everything that you've written has such a great impact and influence on a lot of other gurus, like one of them being David Icke. David Icke has one of them. Gosh, there's so many others out there that has totally, like, been influenced by your work. It's been amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I remembered I picked up a book from David Icke called The Children of the Matrix. And right away it got my attention, and even the Redemption Service, there's a Redemption Service out there, and they use the Matrix as well. So I thought that was really, really exciting. I'm like, wow, something is coming together. The Matrix, let's see, all these people that are into, like, the new thought, you know, thinking all the metaphysical or, you know, talking about conspiracies of the government, all this stuff, they always keep going back to the Matrix. And then here I am talking to you, Sophia.
Yeah, very much, very much. I am definitely the writer and the creator of The Matrix and Terminator. A lot of people don't understand that you cannot create any type of movies or anything if you don't have source work. And
right.
My source work is the work for The Matrix and Terminator. Anybody can get my book, and it's on my website, truthaboutmatrix.com. And they started to read and see, they'll see the Terminator and the Matrix. You look, you read the book, you look at the movies, it's right there.
Yeah, it's right in front of your face. How is that going for you right now? I mean, what happened? What happened? So these producers came and they took your work and then they created these movies.
Let me explain to you, which people need to always speak truth. That's very important, pursuing and speaking truth. What happened was in 1981, while I was at USC Film School, I sent my work over to Fox Studios looking for George Lucas, because Lucas is the director. He did Star Wars. I didn't know he had written Star Wars, but he did such a phenomenal job on Star Wars. I wanted him to do my work. So I wrote the original concept, Before Its Time, you know, The Second Coming of Christ, The Evolution of Conscious Man versus the Machine. No one had ever heard of it at that time. Everybody was still working on H.G. Wells' old Iron Age concept. When I'm talking about writers, Harlan Ellison, Roger Corman, Wes Craven, Rod Sterling, Joseph Stefana, Gene Roddenberry, all of these guys were still working on the, you know, H.G. Wells, and he's talking about a metal robot. I come up with this chipped cyborg clone body, naked without shame, with a microchip, nanotechnology, and all. You can look back at all the old 50 movies. No one had ever seen a naked cyborg. I don't even think that back in the old 50s, 60s that Harlan Ellison them was dealing in, that they could even get it passed with a naked cyborg. They didn't even know what a microchip is. Same way that IBM and Xerox didn't know what a mouse was to Microsoft and Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. So it's basically the same thing. So I create this new technology, new you know, first of its kind of original concept. And over there at Fox, one of the executive vice president, Susan Nesbitt, gets hold of it, and she takes it over to Paramount, and she and Gail Ann Hurd come up with, you know, stealing it. Susan Mesbeck, Vice President of Creative Affairs, she took it from Fox shareholders, you know, which is trade secrets, or stealing, you know, like espionage, industry espionage, taking something that belongs to a company because they were interested in buying it from me.
Right.
And then Gail Ann Hurd, she made a dummy company called, or a constructive trust called Pacific Western Production, which produced The Terminator. James Cameron took the work, my six-page movie treatment, which is a form of script, and created the work from my script, from my treatment, which is a form of script. And that's how The Terminator was born in 1984. But it was already copyrighted, 81, 83, and 84 by me. The government didn't protect my copyrights.
Oh, my gosh.
The government did not protect my copyrights. I didn't even know it was stolen until the FBI told me in 2001 after they had done an investigation. I knew about The Matrix March the 31st, 1999. It was on the screen. I see my work. I take it to the FBI, but, of course, Warner Brothers tried to buy it from me because they had no copyrights. The Wachowskis had only put in a napkin. They had put in fraud on the government. They got a registration with a napkin with Matrix, and you can't copyright a title, Matrix. So they didn't have anything. So when The Matrix was released March the 31st, 1999, it went into the public domain because they didn't have a copyright. Of course,
wow.
They settled with me to try to buy it, and, of course, a witness told me to abort the settlement because there were other witnesses and people on the movie set seeing the Wachowskis use my material. So I go to the FBI, they start investigating, and they come up with, hey, not only did you write The Matrix, but you wrote The Terminator also. That's right.
Wow.
James Cameron put fraud on the government, just like the Wachowskis. He put in my copyrighted work and Harlan Ellison's copyrighted work. He stole a little bit from Harlan Ellison, about $85,000 worth from Harlan Ellison. Demon with a Glass Hand and Soldiers. There were some old black and white 60 movie, you know, short stories on The Outer Limits. And, of course, they paid Harlan Ellison $85,000, another $5,000 to gag him, because they needed a cover. They needed someone to believe, because they knew that James Cameron did not have any credibility as a writer. He didn't have any credibility as a director. He had just done an OB movie in Italy called Piranha. It had failed. He started working with Roger Corman. He got better as a director, for my understanding, from Roger Corman.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yeah, so they had to use Harlan Ellison as a cover, because Harlan Ellison was a 50s award-winning science fiction writer. He had some aculars behind him. He had some weight behind him. And so they knew that nobody else was going to believe that Cameron came up with it. So Cameron bragged about stealing to Starlog magazine that he stole some of Harlan Ellison's work, and of course that automatically nullifies your registration, because if you lie on any government registration or application, it automatically nullify it. You have no registration or no copyrights.
Wow.
They put Ellison's name on the product, which if you got any old movies, you'll see his name on the product. And then they took his name off later because they didn't want to pay him any more royalties, because as long as his name is on the product, you got to pay him royalties. So more royalties, so they took his name off all the products, and then he was talking about it. Anybody can see him speaking about it on YouTube. He is talking about it, and you go on my website, truthaboutmatrix.com, click on the video and see the proof that I wrote The Terminator and The Matrix. Look under the legal, look at the legal docs. Everything is there. The book.
Wow.
Where the FBI is acknowledging the theft. The FBI acknowledged the theft in their documents. Stamped
documents. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, that's right. It's correct. I know that kind
Talk
of surprise.
Talk about corruption.
Yeah, it's stamped documents in there where the FBI is acknowledging the theft in their own words, stamped by them.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I got a call. Is that all right? I have someone who wants to ask you a question really quick.
Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, you're on the air. 11111. Is this Roger?
Hello?
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 Yes.
Yeah, this is Roger.
Hey, Roger. Hey, thank you for coming on the show tonight. You got a question for Sophia?
Yes, I do, Sophia. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing, Robert? I'm doing great.
Yes, Sophia, this is my Mayan friend telling you about earlier.
Great. I love that.
I've been having some issues connecting. I mean, for 1 hour I've been trying to connect, and it wouldn't let me. So, finally. Anyways, I do have a question for you. One of the questions is, what is your take when we have what's called deja vu?
Oh, it's like I've been there before, like deja vu, like the movie with Denzel Washington. I know what you're saying, deja vu. To me, deja vu is because, let me explain something to you, and I want to let you know that I have a boyfriend that's a real Mayan also. He's Honduras. So I understand the Mayans,
wow,
the Aztecs, and Egyptians very well. Let me explain that to you. In the past, you've been taught by scientists that we have, like, past, present, and future. You know, like, we have this time. Well, time really doesn't exist. Everything is happening right now. In other words, what you call your past, your present, and your future, all is going on at the same time, simultaneously. And you're in the center And all of this is circling you like a circumference. So when you slow down your energy or your vibrations or your frequency, you're able to actually see in the past. You've had some people say, wow, I see what was there before they built that new building there. There was this old house there, old church. And some psychics say, well, I can see that building. It's weird. The reason why they can see that building is they have slowed down their vibrations or frequency, and they're able to access the dimension of the past. And so they're seeing it. And then that's why when you experience a taboo and you think that, okay, you go into a building and you experience deja vu, like you've been there before, you've met some people, and then all of a sudden, maybe a week later, you're back in that place by some kind of strange event, and something happens, but you didn't even expect to be there, but you had been there before. You see what I'm saying? Because like I said, the past, present, and the future, all is happening at the same time, and it's just actually spinning around you like a circumference. So if you speed up your frequencies, you're able to see the future, like what they call a premonition. You're able to see what's going to happen to you a week from now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
When you walk in the building, you're actually experiencing the deja vu of what's going to happen to you in a week from now. So everything, all things are happening all at once, and it's not happening to you like in time, because there is no such thing as a time. Man created a clock and a ruler as a reference point so you could know something was going on. That's right. Time really doesn't exist. When they change to daylight saving time and all that stuff, they are actually creating all of that so they can give you a reference point. Yeah.
We're manifesting time. I believe that we're always manifesting time. The issue that I have that is constantly happened to me all my life, but it's happening more often now. The other question I have for you, by the way, thank you very much for answering that first question. I've noticed things such as, like, I go to a place, and this place is not there, and all of a sudden, 2-3 days later, it's there. You know, it's
yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, but see, that's, go ahead. You don't know what?
Well, not too long ago, I went to this place, and I know that place wasn't there. And all of a sudden, it's there. So
yeah, but I was trying to tell you, that's what I was trying to explain to you. Sometimes when we are, our frequencies or our energy is speeded up, we actually don't see certain things. It's just like, say, maybe three people saw a car accident. And then I'm going to tell you, it has to do with the left brain and the right brain of the hemisphere. Say somebody, three people have witnessed a car accident. You've seen this. You've experienced this. And the cop come over and he asked them questions. Well, one person may tell him, you know, from a left brain aspect of what happened. And that's just like a person only seeing the left side of a movie screen only. Then another person, two people might tell what they saw from a right point of view or a right hemisphere of the brain, and that means they're only seeing whatever is happening on the right side of the movie screen. If you were to divide the movie screen in half, there would be the right brain, the right side, the left brain. And then he might find a third person to tell him everything, and the other two people say, wait a minute, we didn't see any couple. When did you see the couple, you know? And that's because that person is using every aspect of their brain, their hemisphere, the right and the left. And this is why you always have different conflicting stories, because everybody's awareness is different because of their frequencies. So your frequency when you went was probably slower. Your vibrations and everything was slow that day, and you didn't see it. Because a lot of people say, a car hit me and I did not see it coming. I looked to my right and to my left and I didn't see anything. Then when I got ready to drive, all of a sudden the car came out of nowhere and hit me. Where the hell did that car come from? Because your frequencies, you do not see certain things. And I try to make people aware of that.
because this scientist never explained this to you, what I'm saying right now. They never explained this. Am I right or wrong, you guys?
Of course not. They never do that.
Yeah, you know, it's always, where did that come from? Because I didn't see that there 2 seconds ago. You see what I'm saying? Go ahead.
I've also noticed people, like, I see one person, and all of a sudden that person gets out of the way, and then it repeats itself. That person is there again, same spot, 1 hour later, doing the same thing.
Well, that's like the groundhog. That's like the groundhog experience that Bill Murray was experiencing in the movie. Do you remember that movie, Groundhog?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, remember that movie?
Yeah. Every morning at the clock, and he would do the same thing over and over until he broke out of that whole frequency. You know, like you're just repeating the same thing. It's almost like a person doing the same routine until they're able to break out of that and start thinking or doing something else. You're like repeating the same thing, and you like you can't break out of the frequency of it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. Could that be because of my DNA? I have some abilities that I've actually shown Joanna, and it's to slow down my heart rate. I can slow it down immediately, like right now. I can do that. Is it because of that?
Well, as I was trying to tell you about the frequencies and the vibrations that you're actually able to change your frequencies. Remember when I said that if you slowed your frequencies down, you could see the past? You could actually see what building was there before they built this new place on there. Or you could speed up your frequencies and you could actually go into the future and see things during your sleep. And then when you go to a place, you experience deja vu because you probably actually astral traveled there the night before. You see what I'm saying? But you have abilities and gifts to change your frequencies. If you can slow your heart rate down, that's all changing energy because everything is geared to energy. That's what frequencies and vibrations are. They're nothing but energy. And so what you're doing is manipulating your energy, which is manipulating your frequencies, you know, or your vibrations. And that's why you're able to experience the things that you're experiencing, which is phenomenal because a lot of people do not have that gift. And if you learn to concentrate and understand that gift, you'll be able to really do a lot of things. You'll be able to see things that other people do not see, take advantage of opportunities that others don't even see coming. It's a great
ability. Right, and I think also too, like now, especially now, we're moving into that time period, and I wanted to ask you, Sophia, myself, how would you relate to everything that you're talking about, you know, to the Matrix, like everything that's going on right now, like our current time, like what's happening, like how would you relate it to the Mayans or like the 2012 and, you know, everyone's talking about doomsday and or in the Bible, you know, they talk about defeating the darkness against the light. And if you can just elaborate on that, what's your take on what's supposed to be happening?
Well, I'd love to take on it because I'm doing Matrix 4. I want everybody to know. And
yes.
Matrix 4 has 3 concepts in one, which is unheard of. In the movies now, they can barely get 1 concept right, much less 3 concepts in one that all relate. But I have the prophecy of the 2012, which is the Mayans prophecy, and I have the mystery of Orion's belt, and then the missing gold capstones of the pyramid. These all are related. They seem unrelated, but they are very much related because in the Bible, a lot of people cannot even understand Revelations because Revelations, the Apocalypse, it's all encrypted, encoded. And you have to break the code, break the seals to understand what's coming. Well, in the Bible, God says the meek shall inherit the earth. And if you go back to the movie that Mel Gibson did, which is the Apocalypse, or whatever it's, how it's pronounced, the Mayans were saying that, or
or I think they were the Mayans, they were saying that as soon as the white man came and touched on to their land, that their world was going to change. And sure enough, progress came in and change came in because they brought in diseases and other things. And, of course, that kind of killed out the race of the people, and they kind of changed everything. Well, in the Bible, you know, everything, like I said, is all happening all at the same time. And the 2012 prophecy, the Bible says, and the meek shall inherit the earth. Well, in the churches, the rapture is backwards because they're saying that when the rapture comes or when God comes, the bad people are going to be left behind and the good people are going to be taken up to heaven. Well, that's a contradiction to the scripture because the scripture says the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek is the peaceful. So God created this beautiful earth and he created for good. And I believe it belongs to good people. And I think that all corruptions, and if you go back into all the civilizations, when they all became corrupted, they all got wiped out. So the earth is always getting rid of its blemishes, getting rid of anything that doesn't fit in, get rid of all the things that is not going to be here next year because or every year you see decay and you see that the earth kicks out everything that's not going to be a part of next year because anything like a blemish or corruption or a tumor, the earth is always healing, it's always positive, it's always wonderful and energizing and always going towards life, full of life. And everything that's full of life and enjoying wealth and enjoying beautiful things is going to stay here. And anything that is corrupting the earth or harming the earth or nature has to leave the earth. Anybody who don't want more abundance of life and they are really, you know, they're suppressed or repressed or oppressing others or they're at a stalemate or sand state, they got to leave. So I'm saying that in 2012 prophecy, that when the change or progress come in, all of these corruptions, the corrupted people, are really literally going to burn up. They're going to combust. They're going to combust because the sun, which gives prana in the ancient Egyptian, is life. So the sun is the giver of life or life more abundantly. And it brings in the energy that oxidize our plants and greenery. It just gives more of abundantly of life. So all the corruptions and things that are harmful to nature and the earth has to leave. And what happens with bacteria when the light hits some bacteria, it destroys it. Light destroys bacteria. Light destroys viruses. You
wow.
know, it destroys anything mm-hmm. that is contaminated. When the light gets on,
that makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. Wow.
Yeah.
Totally perceiving things interesting.
Hello?
Yeah, and how do it burn up? Why does it burn up? What I'm saying in the Matrix 4, I'm saying that the Earth start rotating and it start doing its evolution in another direction. And when it start evolving or going through its evolution, the 360 degrees, you know, canter, you know, part, like in other words, the sun is going to rise from the west and set down in the east because now the earth is going counterclockwise. Now gravity is not as dense or heavy on us. It's light. Now since gravity is not denser, we're able to live 900 years now, not the 120 years when the sun was rising from the east and going down into the west. Gravity was heavier on us, but now that it's going counterclockwise, I'm showing in the Matrix 4, now it's lighter, so we can go through evolution, and it takes us 900 years or 1,000 years. Now we can go through evolution and evolve into our fourth dimensional bodies, our life bodies.
Oh, this is so wonderful.
Which is able to transcend gravity. And then in all the corruption, what happens to the corruptions or the blemishes? All these people who are not going to go through evolution, they're just going to be burnt up. Because now the sun the sun is going to be giving off solar flares. That's right, solar flares.
Wow.
Now you're just going to ignite the earth. If you are contaminated and you're like a virus to the earth and you're not supposed to be here, well, you're going to get the rapture, all right? You're going to get burnt up. Because we're children of the sun. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, someone had a question. Oh,
yeah,
who's that? Sorry. Go ahead.
When
we get to go to Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
What number is this?
That is Saiti Gossett. That's Lou Gossett Jr.'s son. He's on the list. Say hello.
I just happened to call and I guess I got clicked in on the phone call and I just been listening and I just wanted to say hello to Sophia and everything. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, well, I knew you were there and but I'm on interviewing and there was no way I could speak to you to let you know that I'm interviewing. So I brought you in on the interview, and then the host is Joanna, right? That's who you were just speaking to. And
hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I used to be his Saiti Gossett. I used to be his nanny. Can you believe that? When I was at USC Film School.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he was wanting to know when can we go to Carl Jr., because Carl Jr. was his favorite.
Yummy.
When he was 6 years old. No, when he was
yeah,
6 years
old.
Yeah, which was really...
Just to give
really...
a little backstory, I was following... I hadn't seen her since I was six. And I was following her... I'd heard about her story, and, you know, I'm 37 now. And I was following her story and saying, wow, this is amazing. And then she had a Facebook page, and I friended her up, and then she wrote back and said, do you remember me? I used to take you to Carl's Jr. I taught you how to tie your shoes. And
aww.
I just thought, you know, I got to chill, you know. I was like, wow. And we've been
that's so sweet.
Yeah, isn't
that so awesome?
He didn't even remember, you know, and he just got in contact with me metaphysically or spiritually. He had a connection with me, but he didn't even realize. You know, and did you ever experience deja vu when you got in contact with me or when you first started following my story? Did you ever feel any deja vu? Think back. Cause
I got deja vu from watching the movies. I was like, this, you know, that voice of the Oracle, it just seems strangely familiar. You know, I feel very familiar with that whole presence. So I was like...
Do you see that?
And then when you started connecting the dots, I'm like, oh, yeah. And I started kind of unearthing all the stuff in my mind. Yeah, I do remember that.
And Joanna,
this
is going to blow your mind because I used to take him over to USC Film School where I was going to school. And while I was writing The Matrix, he was around me. But did you see how he picked it up through the movie? And
right.
Because I would take him over to the school all the time, USC Film School.
Wow. That is amazing, man.
Yeah,
wow. So there you go. There's your major witness right there.
Yeah.
Well, I have lots of major witnesses, you know, that knew when I was writing. Tons of them. Because I went to school with a lot of very famous former football players, Marcus Allen, Ronnie Lott, August Curley, Dennis Jackson. In fact, Charles White was on his way out when I was coming in. He was a senior leaving out when I was coming in. So there are tons of, you know, and famous teachers. One of my teachers was of the late Leon Roth, whose son is the screenwriter Eric Roth that wrote Forrest Gump and Benjamin Button. That was one of my teachers.
Wow, I love that movie.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
my gosh, that's so amazing.
One of my teachers over at USC Film School. And I had a lot of famous teacher, Neil Kapudia, essay critic, author, Big Apple playwright Paul Cherry, and the writer Max, the former journalist with the New York Times, Max Siegel. So I had quite a lot of famous teachers.
Gosh,
you know,
I cannot wait to see your new Matrix 4 coming out. When is that going to come out?
Well, it's all in development right now, and so something of that magnitude will take a minute, but not too long. I'm going to bring out the games, Matrix 4 games, and some other stuff first before the movie comes out. But it is such a huge undertaking. It's a branded franchise. It's a huge, you know, it's a huge thing. So people are just going to have to be patient, but it will come out. I assure you that investors can't even let it go. And Hollywood right now needs something huge like The Matrix. Really.
That has actually some, that actually has some powerful message coming from it. Instead of this, you know, the Hollywood stuff, you know, portraying, let's say, all these evil entities coming from the sky or aliens that are going to come and kill humanity and all that. It's like that's what we're dealing with right now on Earth. You know what I mean? I think
exactly. Well,
and you're actually portraying a real truth to humanity, and what you're doing is you're raising awareness, you're raising consciousness of who we truly are, where we come from. You know that again, that we have a mission, especially here on this planet, right here, right now. We are here. We're on a mission, and definitely. And I wanted you to explain a little more about the second coming of Christ. Because I know you brought that up, that Sarah O'Connor, she was giving birth to Neo, who is considered, like, portrayed as the second coming of Christ, and what you feel he's going to be doing to, I guess, set humanity free.
Well, yeah, because when you, like I was saying, when you look at the movies, it says that Christ is going to come back. So if he's going to come back, quite naturally, he's coming back to the earth, so he has to be born through the woman. And the woman is the female or the feminine energy of creation. You know, when you look at in the Bible, I am, and you reverse the I am, the M is Ma, M-A. I am Ma, a mother, and mom. And if you look at mother of the Matrix or mom, M-O-M, either way you go in polarity, it means the same thing. Female, feminine energy, M-O-M or M-O-M. Backwards or forward, it means mom, it means mother, it means the female or the feminine energy is the energy of creativity. It is not the male energy, which is the negative energy, which is the war energy, which represent Mars. But the love of the female represents Venus as above. So it's below polarity one, meaning there can only be one. The all is one,
so,
and one is all.
So there's no real because I know this planet's supposed to be based on duality, or they make us believe that there's duality.
Yeah, they lie and they say that the world is based on duality. That comes from the philosopher Descartes, which duality means two. It means deception, it means lie, a dualism, a duplicity, a duping. That is when you fool someone, because in believing in the two powers, the two energies, and the yin and the yang is actually just one, it's just polar. Just like I said, polarity. If you're telling the truth, someone is lying on you, just need to tell the truth. And if someone is doing bad to you, you just need to reverse it and do good to them. And if someone is persecuting you, then all you need to do is pray for them. All you actually need to do is just reverse the energy. We don't need to get involved with negativity. In fact, we don't need to think of disease. We need to think of health.
I've been able to deal with that type of stuff whenever I get something, any type of, you know, persecution or anyone trying to send negativity, the best way is, I feel the energy. This is not where I want to be. I feel sick. I'm going to put my focus on something else that's going to bring me joy. And then when I do that, it's like I get rewarded. And I'm not asking for a reward or anything, but It's another way of saying that great things are moving into the picture. It's saying, oh, you just passed that one little challenge. You moved away. You focused immediately. I'm going to put my focus on something that makes me happy. Ooh, a cute little
exactly.
kitty cat or something that makes me happy.
Yeah, because
which
you're
works.
You're acting in a certain way. It's called acting in a certain way. You bring positive and light back in your life because to believe in something else is to believe in a lie. So you say, I don't want to believe in this lie. I want to believe in truth. So you take your mind and your focus and your thoughts and you start forming truth and good. And so more goodness and everything move closer to you because you are focusing on what you need to focus on. And if everybody would focus on truth and not look backwards like Lot's wife, then they would have more abundance of life, riches, goodness in their life. Because whatever you think is what you're bringing into your space. Forget about what a man is preaching over there. Forget about what's going on over here. Don't even get involved. That's why a lot of people listen to music, because music puts you in that fifth or seventh dimension, and it brings joy, and it keeps beautiful things going through your mind. And that's what you need to concentrate on, is wonderful things that lead to truth. Not being man created, because man has created this lie on the earth, and a lot of people are in trouble, and they have all kinds of problems because they're not concentrating on what God told them, which is the truth, which is good. Because we make our own heaven and hell by what we create and what we think.
Right.
Our
and I
what have gotten us into everything we've ever gotten into.
Right, and I think that Jesus was Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, sweetie. It was nice talking to you.
Oh, thank you for coming on the air. Nice meeting you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Sweetheart. He's such a sweetie, I can tell. Sweetie soul. I wanted to say, goodness, I was going to say something. My God, I always get sidetracked here, in my mind anyway, in my head. Everyone keeps portraying Jesus like saying, oh, God, Jesus, yeah, you know, how he made himself sound like, no, you need to worship me and worship me and whatever. And, you know, if you don't, you're a sinner and you're going to die and you're going to go to hell. But I believe that his teachings. Too egotistical. It makes him look too egotistical, and he's not a higher being of light, because I used to think, wait a second, maybe he was like a lot of the Buddhists, because when you see a lot of the Buddhist teachers, they come to you with a lot of light and a lot of knowledge and wisdom, and it just didn't make any sense, and it was all about control, like, oh, believe in this, and so you need to listen to him, so therefore follow my church and give me money, you know what I'm saying?
Follow any of those doctrines. All you have to do upon the earth is follow truth. You know, Jesus was espousing truth, his parables. He was speaking truth. The way man has twisted things in the Bible, because the Bible clearly tells you that it has been added to and it's been taken from. That means man have put stuff in there and has taken stuff out, some of the truth so you won't know it, and put in some lies. But we seek truth through spirit. So it really doesn't matter physically what a man has done to adults or to corrupt anything upon the earth. We don't got to look for the corruptions or the blemishes. All we got to do is look for the good and the truth. Those are the things that affect our world, whether you're thinking negative or whether you're thinking positive. So if you know that's going to affect your world, why not think of the positive? And look for the positive and create positive with your thoughts.
Right, exactly. And I feel, you know, to move away from the oppression, too, and thinking that, oh, you know, you constantly have to fight with these people and bill collectors and all that. It, to me, like, what brings me into that positive flow is just kind of moving away from that energy and just, you know, move into the freedom where if you feel free and it's a place of least resistance. If you're constantly living in a place where you're constantly resisting and you have to have this anger and you're like, oh, I'm going to show you something, you know, it just doesn't make you feel good. You feel like you just want to kill somebody and fight somebody, but you feel sick to your stomach. So that's why I decided, you know,
That's counterproductive, because you need to say, when stuff comes towards you, you need to say that negativity doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. that, you know, that diseases and all this other stuff, poverty, all that's a lie. It doesn't exist. You just need
not
to focus.
We will not participate.
Right. There's unlimited of everything. There's more. More life, more joy, more everything. There's an abundance that we will never run out, that the earth is always replenishing itself, always recreating new, always coming with new energy, new everything. Rebirth.
Right. This is awesome. And it's going to be so exciting to be able to do this wonderful webinar on July 15th, where you're going to be the oracle, because you are the oracle, and you're going to share more in-depth information to everybody, and they're going to be asking you questions, and you're just going to tell them this is how it is. And
yes.
I can't wait. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I hope everybody will go to my website, truthaboutmatrix.com, and go on there and purchase their codes, because this is really going to, like, it's only going to be, like, I can only have room for 3,000 call-ins, you know, and so I got, like, about 40 million people following me, so you guys need to get your codes right away, because it's really going to rock. People are going to ask me anything that they want. They can talk about any of their concerns, you know, legal issues, you know, Matrix, Terminator, whatever they can speak. It might even spill over into 4 hours, but we're really going to have a phenomenal time and get to hear people voice their opinions on the antitrust laws and unfair competition and what goes on in Hollywood and why they're not working there. So it's
right,
really be
exactly.
Really great.
So you guys, it's truthaboutmatrix.com, okay? Truth About Matrix, please come by, get on the website, you know, get your seats, your web seats on. This is going to be wonderful, wonderful time, a lot of information, and you're not going to be disappointed, that's for sure. This is going to be, and it's all about awareness and truth, and like I said, it's just been amazing to finally, you know, first going through my awareness, my awakening since 2005, when I met my friend El Hadi, who created the air cars, you know, he really got me into learning a lot about where we come from, who we are, what this matrix is that we live in, the corruption, the governments, all that stuff, who the Illuminati is, where they come from, just every little thing, every little piece and of truth and awareness, and I just wasn't ready to stomach it. It was too much. It was frightening. But after a while, everything just seemed to resonate with me, and it was like leading me into more synchronicities of, you know, he knew a lot of people. He knew the producer of Da Vinci Code, I guess the daughter of a producer of The X-Files, and all of them were all about spreading the truth, awareness, helping to bring awareness to humanity, because the quicker that we can wake humanity up, the faster things are just going to happen, the way we can shake off the disease. That's what our aim is. That's what our mission is. It's not about glory, fortune, making tons of money. That's not what it's about. It's something a lot deeper, because even though, and this is so true, you could be in a place, in a beautiful house, by yourself, and then what? If you're not, you know, you feel you're here on a mission. Everyone is here on a mission. And to me, the happiness is spreading this awareness to everybody and going in community, being in community with one another, creating communities, starting self-sustained living communities. And that's what I'm going to be doing with a guy by the name of Drastic. He is going to be sharing a lot of information with Alex Jones. We're possibly going to be going on to the website, on his site, and Infowars.com, spreading the information on survival living, like solar panels, living off the grid, just actually living off where we don't have to be reliant on this corporation that has controlled our lives for so long. And it's just all about spreading awareness, because what good is it when you're all alone and nothing is being done? You know, it's so much better when everybody comes together and they learn this information and they can spread it. And I tell you, this information spreads like wildfire. The quicker we can do it, the quicker we can get these beans out of our way. That's what I say. It's wonderful. And I'm just so happy to have you on the show, Sophia. And I think I have maybe a couple more questions. questions, if you're able to take any more questions, if that's all right.
I would love to take more questions.
Okay, okay. Let's see, who do I go to next here? Okay. Okay, 773, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I cannot believe you've got Sophia on. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Okay, okay, here we go. I need to ask you, is it possible to be able to purchase your book, The Third Eye? And before you answer that, with the shift in time and changing of everything, the Earth moving closer to the sun, what do you think this means for melanated people? And I'm going to be quiet and let you take the floor. I cannot believe I'm on the phone with you. Let me shut up. You go ahead and take the floor. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to answer both of your questions. You can buy my book on truthaboutmatrix.com. That's my website, truthaboutmatrix.com. And to answer your questions, I was just talking about the 2012 prophecy when I was saying we were children of the sun. And in the ancient Egyptian, in the 18th dynasty, well, I believe that alien means that alien bloodline means that it's not human. And as when I'm speaking in my book about aliens or non-humans, I'm basically talking about machines and not extraterrestrials. I'm talking about machines, you know. So I'm feeling like during the 2012 prophecy that if you're not a child of the sun, meaning the melanin in your skin or melanated, you know, then you're going to actually burn up because certain genes or genetics or chromosomes or like double helix or double compound genes, it has everything to do with genetic. It really doesn't have anything to do with skin color, as people believe in a sense. It has everything to do with what comes out of the DNA or the genes. But I believe that a lot of people will combust because they will not be able to deal with the lightness, and they won't be able to deal with the solar flares and the sun being so close to the earth, and there's no denser gravity to offset like it is doing right now. And I just believe that a lot of people are going to combust and not going to be able to deal with the solar flares or the heat.
We're moving into an ascension, so to speak.
Well, yeah, because if you're going towards evolution and you don't evolve and that you can't go through evolution because of your DNA or your genetics, then you won't have any place in ascension. You won't have any place in that new progress or the crystal city or that new world, because it's a new world that's coming upon, or just the earth like a new, you know, like progress. Every civilization has corrupted. Some other civilization that was greater took its place. I mean, when you go back and you look at Rome, and you go back and you look at Babylon and Sodom and Gomorrah, and I mean Pompeii, I mean the list is endless. They all had these chances, but then they just got more and more corrupted. They got more and more away from what made them great, which was God. And this is what's happening to America. America is getting further away from what made it great. See, the belief in God, when the forefathers wrote the Constitution of America, they put God in that Constitution, and America became the greatest country in the world. And in our songs, God Bless America, in our flags, we swore allegiance to God in the flags. And then we had the Ten Commandments in the court system, and we have in our money, in God we trust. So God was everywhere. And if you have God in a spot, you know, because no two things can occupy the same space. And if God is occupying the space, chaos can't get in. So we had God occupying the space in school, And then all of a sudden, just like Smokey said, we took God out of the school system and it went to hell. And the students start killing
yeah.
the teachers, each other, and so forth. Then we took God out of our flag, you know. And then, of course, we got into war. All the wars came. And then we took God out of our money. Now we don't have any money. And we took God out of the, you know, not utilizing the Constitution. We brought commerce in, and we took common law, which is God's law, which comes from the Bible, God speaking. We took God out of the Constitution and replaced it with commerce. The attorneys all came in with contracts. And this is what Joanna was talking about early, the birth certificate, because in 1913, they removed God out of the Constitution and brought in commerce, which is trade, which is money, which is contracts. So now we've
yeah.
got out of mm-hmm. everything. And what this country became so great is because God was in everything, in our hearts and our prayers. And God, he stands for truth. And anyone that stands with God will stand with that truth and will inspire others to do and be greater in their lives. And we need not worry about what's going on or what's going to come in the future. We need to concentrate on the present and bring more of God in our lives, in our hearts, and if they've taken him out of the systems of everything, we can put him in our systems, in our children, in our lives, in our family, in our friends, and we can continue to become great because they can't remove God out of our souls and our hearts. And that's what matters.
You're right.
And out of our thoughts.
You're so right, girl. I agree. And I have a woman on here. I'm sure, I'm hoping it's Jill. I actually got she's on because she is a God-fearing woman. She's wonderful, but fierce sports. Love to have her on right now. Jill, are you on the air?
You know I am.
There you are. Ah! I really want to introduce you to Sophia, too. Sophia, this is Jill, Sophia. Oh, my gosh. You guys are on the same level, I'm telling you. Both awesome women. I just wanted to say, Jill,
you
are amazing. You are amazing. So are you, Sophia. And you can any questions you have or anything you'd like to elaborate on what Sophia's saying?
Well, I'd just like to say when she said mom backwards is mom, mom upside down is wow.
Exactly.
And you know what? I've always said what us women have been through, and you talking on this feminine level, what we've been through as women and having children and, I mean, how religion. I'm not kidding you, Sophia. My whole life I've been made to feel like I'm this bad person because I got pregnant at 17 with a child. And, you know, oh, my father was like, it's your responsibility as a parent for your child's spiritual well-being. Well, you know what? I took that to heart because everybody's looking at everything in a literal sense instead of a spiritual sense. And,
yes.
you know, the Bible teaches it's a spiritual disconnection that they talk about all along when, in fact, we've never been disconnected. They've led us to believe that, and it's sad, but you know what? It's a time to rejoice because he is waking us all up. I mean, I'm shaking right now and have tears in my eyes because it's all about restoring God's original purpose.
Yes, it is. Bringing him back because they can remove him from all the systems, but they cannot remove him from us in our thoughts, in our world, and our children, and our friends, and our family. And that's all that counts. What
mm-hmm.
you think about what others think, what
Absolutely.
You think about yourself, and what you think about God and your thoughts, and being positive and seeing truth and sticking with truth, because it's a certain way of being, a certain way of acting. That's
Absolutely.
All that's important. You know what I
Absolutely.
Mean? That's all that's important.
Because it's always been, you know, my whole life I felt disconnected, and at 30 I get pregnant with twins, and they're boy-girl twins.
Wow.
I mean, and you know what's funny is because they were the way they were in my stomach was like yin and yang. It was Kava was head down, Cameron was head up. Kava came head first, Cameron came feet first.
and
what
amazing.
God has done and opened my
well, you know,
eyes up since.
What, Well, that's the way the Pisces fish is that you just described. That's the way
wow.
the Pisces fish. One swimming upstream, one swimming down. That's the is the yin and the yang. Just like what
and
you just described,
funny,
the Pisces.
What's funny is right now, you know, they just turned 13. And they're at it all the time. They're like night and day. But, you know, to see them bickering back and forth, I mean, just today, Kayla had posted something funny on Facebook, and he didn't like that. So, you know, he had to come back, and, of course, I had to come on there. Now, now, my child, don't hate. One day you will look back, and you will laugh at this. But, you know,
well,
you know.
Very polarity. I mean, I'm just like, you know, like you said, the yin and the yang, polar polarity. That's deep.
Believe me, since it's just crazy because my whole life, you know, I've taught to fear death. And, you know, with the religion I was raised in, I was raised a Jehovah's Witness, but at 6 years old to be told, okay, you're not going to be celebrating and doing all this, which, you know, the older I'm getting, I'm seeing, you know, I know there's truth in everything. And I really think if we take a little bit of everything and put it all together, you're going to get the puzzle.
I agree
right.
with that. Oh, yeah,
you know,
definite truth.
And
you know, it's
you
like
it, believe in positiveness. Just see that we have abundance of life that we never
oh,
end. We go and on. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, Joanna, I know you've talked about your life's experience, my life's experience. Every single one of us has our own story. And, you know, God
right.
knows our hearts and whether or not they're pure. And I know that, Joanna, what I was telling you earlier when we were chatting on Facebook, how I had said the other day sitting here with my husband and my good friend and talking about it, just all of a sudden the scripture in the Bible came up. He is the rewarder of those who are earnestly seeking him. And the Bible that I grew up on, in the back, if you just could remember a word, it would reference you to that scripture, you know. Where it was at. So I'm sitting here, and before I even looked that up, I said, that would be so crazy if that, you know, was mine and your anniversary, honey, 11-6, November 6th. And I look it up.
Yeah, that is amazing.
I look it up,
yeah,
and
my...
it says Hebrews 11:6, and it says that he is the rewarder of those earnestly seeking him. And believe me, what I've been through with my husband, if you know... It's unbelievable. I know that God, I'm right where I'm supposed to be, and I know all this stuff with, you know, learning the secure party creditor and whatnot. It's not being afraid. I'm in my house. They were talking about a sheriff's sale on June 2nd. I'm in my
yep.
house. It's plainly stated out in front, too, Duran, a private property, all down, you know, on the tree. So you all have already been put on notice. I know who I am. So you want
right.
to come on, bring it on. I am not afraid.
I love it.
What can man do to me? But you know
right.
what? And it's getting over that fear because I've always been taught to, you know, respect authority. Well, when I've been through what I've been through and seen the corruption I've seen, hey, I'm not afraid, folks. Just like I told
right.
you, Joanna, our $10 quintillion lien is a lot bigger than theirs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's
what we did with our UCC1. $10 quintillion lien we put.
But, you know, it's amazing. It is really amazing the things that he will do for you. And Joanna, this whole manifesting thing, wow. I mean, just good things are just happening right and left.
Yeah, oh, there is. And, I mean, gosh, I manifested Sophia to come here on the show with us. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
We have manifested each other. I mean, you guys are powerful women, too. My God, you know, and there's so many powerful women. It's time for the women to step up now. You know, the men got to step, you know, step a little down and make the women take the lead here in this situation because it's more of the feminine or the men, the masculinity side needs to allow the feminine side of themselves to take lead as well. It's not really male-female or man or woman. It's just more of the femininity has to come up now. It's time to utilize our compassion, our hearts, and our joy instead of utilizing the logical side, which is the left side of the brain, which deals with, you know, attention, always attention to detail, and having to find the proof and evidence through your eyes and your, you know, whatever you see. Well, guess what? Whatever you see is through your mind. It's what your mind sees. It's not really what your eyes see. So it's what your perception sees. And right now it's all about emotion, chakra. Our chakra hearts are opening. Our heart center's opening. We got to move into that emotion and feeling. And that's what it is. It's feeling. That's God and Goddess energy, everything all together, you know, and moving away from the machine world, like the Terminator, right, Sophia? Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah, the machine world, that's definitely a dump, you know, very dominating there. It has all these programs that are running, and a lot of people are very much influenced by programs, and it's all about what you think. It has nothing to do with others are programming you to think. It's, you know, what you think, not the matrix being all around you, but what you think, you freeing yourself from the matrix, seeing the truth.
Definitely. It's wonderful. This is so wonderful, Sophia. Thank you so much for being on the show, girl. Oh, my God. You're opening
really
our eyes.
Thank you for having me. And, again, I'd like to say please join me on my teleconference seminar that's coming up July the 15th, 2011. Go to my website, truthaboutmatrix.com, and purchase your codes and get a book and ask me any questions. I'll be talking to you guys really soon. Enjoyed it very much, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Oh, my gosh, Sophia. Thank you so much for being on the show. And such an honor to have the Oracle here on our show. She is the Oracle, folks. Please go to the website and check her out. And I'm going to be hosting the show, and she's going to be just expressing herself and expressing her views on what the truth is, the deeper meaning of the Matrix and the Terminator, and relating it to our day now, our current time, present moment, what's really happening, the spiritual essence behind this, which Hollywood could not even grant because really they're not there. Majority of the people behind it, they're just about making billions of dollars, and this is not what it's about. It's following a mission. She is a definite star child, an indigo, a crystal, you name it. Just like most of us here, we're on a mission. We were called here to come here to do and walk our mission, not just talk about it, but actually walk it and actually share this information, this joy and awareness to everybody and everyone that you share this information to. I mean, imagine what this movie is going to do to everybody. Just like the Celestine Prophecy, that movie that came out, started out as a book by James Redfield, spreading awareness that there's something else out there, to acknowledge the God experience, the God spirit within. Also, the Da Vinci Code, that is another great awakening for everybody learning about the Vatican, what the Vatican's up to. I'm sure we can get into that real deep with my co-host Roger at another time, and especially about all the records that they've actually kept from us and even took some of the scriptures out to keep because they didn't want people to know the truth. I don't know if you have ever read the book. Gosh, what is it? It was from Billy Meyer. It's a really, really, really good book. Billy Meyer, someone he spoke with, is about Jesus, Emmanuel, a very interesting book that had a lot to do with the desert, the Dead Sea Scrolls. And the writer of that book actually got assassinated the day that he sent that book over to Billy Meyer because it had so many truths about Jesus, about who he really was, his personality, that he was trying to spread truth. And he was, you know, just out there helping people and saying, come on, you know, come on, you guys, wake up. He was trying to wake everyone up. And but they didn't want people to know that, you know. So what they do? They go and assassinate the poor guy. So, I mean, there's a lot of issues with that. Oh, Roger, you on?
Yes, I've been listening. Great show today.
Yeah, thank you.
The Book
you.
Of Enoch. I was bringing up the Book of Enoch. That's a great book, too.
The Book of Enoch, yes. A very great book. Actually, I'm about ready to go to the States tomorrow, and I'm actually going to be picking that book up. And if they have the Emmanuel book, that is it Emmanuel or the Book of Emmanuel? Roger, do you know?
I believe it's the Book of Emmanuel.
Yeah, like a day in front of it or something. Very interesting because it talks about Jesus, how he communicated with all the star beings up in the sky, and, you know, basically who he was and Ooh, gives you chills, boy. It gives you chills in a good way. And I feel that, yes, this is happening. We're coming to that time. I mean, we're moving into that time. Oh, my gosh, right now, right here, right now, things are changing. The moon's shifting, everything about the moon, the sun, the weather, our weather pattern. Thank you so much, Indigo. Talmud Jemanuel. That's what it's called, the Talmud of Jemanuel. That's a really good book. So a lot of great information, and again, it's all about spreading truth and awareness to everybody. This is very, very exciting. And thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. And again, if you're also interested in learning or being a part of our community, go to illuminatingminds.ning.com. You can also find me on youtube.com/ Druanna Johnston or youtube.com/ Illuminating Minds with a Z, only on that YouTube site with a Z. And if you guys want to befriend me on Facebook, oh, please, I'm always on there. You can always find me on facebook.com, Druanna Psychic Advisor. Yeah, because that's how I started out. Advisor, and I always am that way because of my empathic abilities. And yes, it's just wonderful to join forces with these very powerful women who hold their head up high, and they're extensions of that oneness, that being of light. And that's it. We're spreading that joy, and we're in everyone's heads and to moving into that light. And this is a great movement, everybody. So I'm going to go ahead and get going here. But thank you so much again. Bright blessings, love and light. And hope to see you again soon in the next show. We should be having another show here very soon. A lot of us are going to be interviewing, hopefully every week. All right, you guys take care. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.